Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everyone, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I think I have a guest that we all need to hear from, and Joan Perry, thank you so much for making the time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Joan is the creator of The Heroine's Journey, and it's like I tell people, you need to be, don't wait for the white knight in shining armor, be your own white knight, right? So I love what you've put together, Joan. But as a bit of background, you also led the very first female-owned investment firm that was involved in municipal bonds. So Joan, welcome to the podcast, and please tell a little bit more about the Joan that isn't in your bio.
Wow. So, you know, we start out and we think life is going to be perfect, like nothing's going to happen that's going to interrupt it, possibly couldn't happen. You know, we structure it for safety and security, and then all of a sudden, a universal process actually kicks in, and that universal process leads us down a path, because honestly, our life being here is not so much for our own comfort and, you know, whatever. It's because we're supposed to grow and evolve as human beings. And The Heroine's Journey, which I'm so proud to have created and so thankful for you to be on your podcast today to start to talk about it, is the process of a woman growing to her best, to her most magnificent self. And this really takes a lot of courage and strength. It's a process, a universal process that I discovered as I went through my own journey. If I could, and I'll answer your question directly, but maybe I can take a detour for a minute. And that's if I could tell you a story, because that story is going to relate to my journey and your journey. And I think what's so interesting is that I have heard for many years women tell their story, you know, about how they started, they were in some kind of comfort, then the unexpected happened, and then they're asking themselves, how do I pick up and go on and move on from here? Because I really have this dream of a lovely life, of a life with prosperity. You know, you and I share, you know, our common background coming from our great desire to have women understand their financial life. And by the way, the subtitle of my first book, A Girl Needs Cash, was The White Knight. So we're,
I love
you know,
it. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've been aware of me and I've been aware of you, you know, whether it's directly or because we've been tapped to teach these kind of things. But let me start with this story, if I could, and it's going to put it in context for our whole discussion here. So a friend of mine, lovely woman, had been married for 24 years. She had a 14-year-old at the time and three kids younger than that. And she and her husband got on a plane, and they were traveling from Vancouver down to Mexico for what was to be a lovely, lovely anniversary. When they arrived at this gorgeous hotel in Mexico, they walked into the room. There were rose petals strewn everywhere, champagne, you know, it was just going to be lovely. And they'd made reservations to go out to dinner that night. So they changed their clothes, walked down the hill, got in this canoe-like thing that took them around the cove, and then they had to actually walk up to the top of the cliff. And the restaurant was sitting high on top of the cliff. And when they got to the cliff, the top of the cliff, they were standing looking out in the ocean, and there was this gorgeous blue sky and this crashing water on the rocks below. And he turns to her and says, "I want a divorce."
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that story is so, that story is so poignant to me, because, you know, it's not our fault when we don't know what to do next, or that we are part of this journey that we haven't really understood how it's evolving. What I think is so wonderful about our work is that we've put a structure to that. As I hear women tell their stories now, I'm listening very close to, where are you in your heroine's journey? Now, this woman, bless her soul, looked out at that ocean with a blue sky, looked at the water crashing on the rocks below, and she had two choices. She could either roll right off that cliff onto the rocks below, because she didn't find the internal resources to withstand this inside of her, or she could look at that beautiful blue sky and go, I'm going to fly. And lovely for this woman, because, by the way, she spent the next 10 days with him in Mexico. I saw her very shortly after that in a women's circle where we were all sitting around the campfire, and she sat down next to me. So I, you know, heard the story right away. But what I want to point out is that that moment really occurs in all of our lives. Now, it might be a relationship. It might be a loss of a loved one. It might be a health issue. It might be bigger for some women and smaller for others. But there is that point where there's a choice, where you have to say, you know, I'm gonna take on the challenge. I'm going to find that strength inside of me that's my courage and strength. I'm going to learn new resources. I don't know the path, but I'm going to go forward. So I tell that.
Yeah, so true. So many of us, you know, I tell people, almost all of us have had something that happened in our lives that stopped us in our tracks. And you know the story about me losing my son. So it's like, you know, we're not supposed to outlive our children. And you have a decision.
No, you're not.
You know, do you stop living? Or do you find a way to continue moving forward? And certainly there's grief that has to happen. I can't imagine being in Mexico with a husband that told you wanted a divorce on the first day. To me, that's like earth-shattering. Changing. But, you know, I always say women are really good in crises. And so the heroine's journey is very important in today's environment. So tell us about your launch, heroine's journey.
I love the Eleanor Roosevelt quote, a woman is like a tea bag. You don't know how strong she is until you put her in hot water.
It's perfect.
And that's, I recall, as I learned about your story, and thank you so much for sharing it, because you are a hero, and your story touches my heart. I have great admiration for the fact that you could have just said, you know, I'm okay. I can go live on my ranch and do nothing for the rest of my life. But you said, oh no, I'm going to leave a legacy. And kudos to you that you found that strength and you're here to serve and doing it so well.
Thank you. Well, it's the realization that we're still here and we're still here for a reason. And, you know, to feel the value of life is by helping others discover their lives. And so it's a matter of, you know, I feel better the more people I serve. So.
And you also used some strategies and techniques to find your way through to get to where you are today. Because what touched me in your story was you shared in something that you, I don't know if it was your living room, but I actually could see you, whether it was your living room or some other place, where you said, I was just sitting, you know, in the dark, you know, being miserable. And then you said, you just got this message that said, no, you know, I'm here to leave a legacy. And how am I going to pick myself up? And what I would tell you is that what we've discovered in the heroine's journey is there is a process for picking yourself up. And that is the 13 steps of the heroine's journey that we have outlined in a roadmap. Because if, you know, for you and I to talk further, there were certain things you did that got you past it. And if you don't get those things, and I'll relate to one very directly, one of the steps on the path of the heroine's journey is gathering your resources. and living within your means. And if you fall down in that step, I like to think of it like a road, and you've got to stay in the middle of the road, you know. And if you fall into the gutter on either side, your heroine's journey is going to get derailed. You're going to stay in survival, which is not the point of this life, instead of moving to the thrival, which you exemplify for me at this point.
Thank you. So for the women that are watching or listening to this right now, that are, you know, they're part of their family, and yet the world around us has changed dramatically. Nobody could have anticipated what's happening in the world today. What's your first step of advice? What's the first step in your journey?
Well, first of all, I'd like to propose, first of all, I want to read you a Brené Brown quote. She says, "You may not have signed up for the heroine's journey, but the moment you fell down, got your butt kicked, suffered a disappointment, screwed up, or felt your heart break, it started." Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the past, I've looked at kind of individual situations where you could see that somebody was going through one of these things. I think what's really true now is that I think the whole world is going through it, because, you know, people, that crisis moment, which is the second step on the heroine's journey, that can be financial. It can be loss of a loved one or a relationship or some relationship disrupt. It can be a health issue, and it can be a crisis of self-worth and self-belief. So that's going on across the board now. I mean, people may be in several of those situations. All at once, yeah. So I think we pretty much have a cataclysmic kind of situation going on here. Now, what I like to say, and then I'm going to also comment on what you just said, I'd like to say is that see this positively. What you didn't do sitting in the living room is you made a choice and you said, "I am not the victim here. I am bigger than these circumstances." And that's what's calling us forth right now, is to find that heroine self, decide that you have a legacy, that this change, I mean, I always have a hard time sharing with your story, because I can't imagine anything worse than losing a child. But at the same time, we could also have a conversation about how that brought you to the woman you are today, and to the service you're doing today. So if the first step is to find your heroine self and realize that this is all leading you in the direction you're supposed to go. Absolutely leading you in the direction.
The ultimate faith, and that's what I tell people, it's our faith that's going to get us through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say the second thing is to study the heroine's journey, because you can wander around in the wilds and make it up on your own, or you can recognize that there's a path here. So when I hear women tell their story where they continue to tell it from a victim voice, I know where they are, and I know that there are certain steps that they have to take to move out of that to thrival. Because, you know, this world is going to turn around, and it's really going to need all of us as women right now to bring forth that best part of ourselves.
No doubt about it. Women come together, and people, you know, so many people when they are in crisis, they want to hide away and be alone. And that's the time to reach out and to let yourself be surrounded by not just your resources, but people. The power of association I talk about is so very important. So if people want to hear more about you, what's the resource? What's the website that they can visit?
They can go to walkthejourney.com/Sharon. And that will give you the 4 mistakes of not being the heroine of your own life ebook for free. And right there, you can start to understand where your life might be in trouble at this point, because it is one of those 4 areas of financial, physical, beliefs, or people. And, that's the place you can start to learn and to make the changes in your life that are just going to make your life wonderful.
Wonderful. So I asked you before we started, you are in San Jose, so you're kind of in the hotbed of all of us that are, you know, traumatized with what's going on in the world right now. What's in the future for you, Joan? Tell us where are you going with the heroine's journey?
Well, again, I'd like to tell you a story. First of all, it's my passion because, you know, I worked on Wall Street, and early on in my career, somebody gave me a word that they said was my destiny. And my word was women. And I almost threw it at him, back at him, because I was like, I don't know any. And quite frankly, working on Wall Street back in the 80s, I didn't even like any of them. But how interesting that my sole passion right now is for women to get the kind of help they need to really rise up here, to heroine up. And that's my whole service is devoted to that right now. And I'll tell you a story that just catalyzed me. And that's that I heard Liz Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, stand on Oprah's stage back in about 2016. And I heard this from her, that she asked Joseph Campbell, creator of The Hero's Journey, did women have the equivalent of a hero's journey? And Joseph Campbell is reported to say, no, they don't. They stay home and cry.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I thought I was going to roll off my chair and down the aisle. So from that moment, I was just like, it was just like, you know, I got prodded from behind, like, you know, this is not the case.
It was your trigger. Yep.
Yeah, I will tell you that that what it did inspire is a better understanding. And Joseph Campbell was right on one level. We don't have a heroine's journey. He was wrong on another, and that's we do have a journey. The hero's journey is about going out and fighting the lions and tigers and bears of the external world. The heroine's journey is about finding self-worth and voice.
I love that. I love that comparison. I think that's really important. And so for all of you watching and listening, please rewind and re-listen to this, because now more than ever, women are we are the hearts of our family. We are better in crisis than men, I think. And so, we are more financially secure than we've been in history, but it's our responsibility to make sure we preserve it, know how to invest it so that it can grow into the future, and prepare ourselves to come out of this even stronger than we went in. And it's, you know, it's a time of crisis that women need to step up and be the heroines in their lives and their families. So Joan, thank you so much. You're going to hang out with me a few more minutes, because we're going to do a second recording for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement Facebook. And if you're not a member of that, please go ahead and come join us, because we'd love to. The Play Big Movement is all about being number one in your field, living your legacy, which Joan, that's what you're doing, and creating maximum impact. So Joan, thank you so much. And hang out with me for a moment. And all of you, thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.